All right, I wanted to start out at the beginning of your life because I think it's funny that you were young once. So where did you grow up?
I grew up in Biloxi, Mississippi, on the Gulf Coast. Older sister, Julie, 5 years older, and then younger brother, 2 years younger, John. And he and I shared a room, bunk beds, and we would build forts and playing football in the front yard and running around through the woods and, you know, sailing together, building skateboard ramps, playing kick the can, rope swings out into the river. It really was, from that perspective, very sort of idyllic and movie-like. Yeah. If we didn't leave, they'd make us leave. Like, what are you doing in the house? Get out of here. Go play with your friends. Go find something to do. It was cool. It was a lot of fun.
What happened to John?
We found out when John was 9 or 10 that he had a heart condition. Turns out he was one of the youngest people in the country at the time to get a pacemaker. And remember this big, like, suitcase thing he used to have and this big elastic band. And, you know, you could see this little box where the battery was and the wires that ran up to his heart. It seemed like something out of a science fiction movie. And after that, he couldn't, you know, he couldn't be real active in sports. And there were so many things he couldn't do. And he was not somebody to be, to have limits put on him at all. And he had a little bit of his...
I don't like to, like, have limits put on me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
But anyway, ended up going out one evening, getting on the go-karts on the beach, which he was not supposed to do. And something went wrong with his heart, and the pacemaker didn't work in the right way, and he ended up dying. And that was when I was 17, was a senior in high school, and he was 15. You know, in many ways, the family sort of unraveled a good bit right around that time. My sister got pregnant. John died, which really sent my mom into a tailspin, screwed me up. And in many ways, because my sister was pregnant and got married, I lost my brother and my sister at the same time. And then mom and dad split up right after that. And then, you know, I left for college right after that. And yeah, it really, I don't think any of us were ever the same after that. You can't unbreak that glass.
I feel out of every single person in your family that you have risen. You've made the best life out of everyone, and I'm glad that I get to be a part of that because I'm really proud of you. Aunt Julie's such a character that I've always just really wanted to know John because I know that he'd be just as much of a character.
Well, you remind me of him a bit. I mean, your button nose and cheeks and freckles across your cheeks, you even look a little bit like him. And it's kind of weird a little bit for me sometimes to look at you. Not often, but sometimes I'll look at you and see a little flash of him in there. And that's weird because it's been a long time, you know, and I don't think about him much. But it is cool to see little flashes of him in you sometimes.